Oh man, speaking of MAGA hats, welcome to the last podcast. My name is Bruce.
Whoa, wait, hold on, wait a fucking second. Hold, what? Huh?
Yo!
Speaking of what? Who? No.
Yo.
No.
That's tough.
No. It's not tough. It's nonsense. It's what it is.
It was a pretty smooth transition.
It's not. Not at all.
For you.
Pretty smooth transition, this man says.
I mean, speaking about Trump, though, guess who just got impeached for the second time? Oh, man.
Did they actually go through with it?
I think they're waiting for the Senate.
And some Republicans vote for him, too.
Yeah, well, they're waiting for the Senate.
The House voted.
Yeah.
Bro, we really got, like, less than, like, double digits worth of days. This is ridiculous.
I think it's like 60s.
But this has nothing to do with anything we're talking about. We need to be talking about Jeffree Star again. That's where we gotta go.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, but you wanna know what Trump tried to do as one of his acts as president?
I renew.
Tried to ban TikTok.
Twice.
Okay. And that's what we're here to talk to you about today. Hello, and welcome back to the last podcast.
My name is Brooks.
I've lost my identity. I'm not the second person. I don't know who I guess I'm Carson.
Man's down bad.
And Terrence is still being hunted by the IRS. No, Daniel is already here. Yeah, Terrence is still being hunted by the IRS. He continues to be MIA. Damn. What a surprising turn of events.
We have TikTok. So apparently it was about the Jeffree Star thing. Apparently, like, it was this girl who started the rumor. And she was like, yeah, like, she was like, she posted something. She's like, I got everybody talking about me now. And I made like 15,000 in 3 days. Oh, just because I started spreading the rumor.
$15,000?
I mean, apparently. That's just what she said.
How did she make money off of?
I'm not sure if she actually did or if she just capping, but that's what she said.
Sis was selling some Jeffree X Kanye merch?
Gotta be.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid, though, because, like, she started a rumor just because she wanted clout. Is that where things have gotten us so far in the world?
Yeah, and you know what? I do kind of want to go more into that, you know, big clout aspect, because we don't got to really talk about Jeffree Star. I lied. That was in the last podcast.
If you want to check that out, you can check it out on YouTube, Spotify. Oh, yeah, I do want to bring it up. We are posting it on YouTube. So if you want to listen to us on YouTube, we're also on there.
Yeah, video probably coming soon, but I promise. But if we do that, you gotta promise that you won't unsubscribe because you don't like how our faces look. We can't change them now. Too late.
That's right.
But yeah, clout is a jug. We got people out here dancing for clout. We got people starting their OnlyFans on TikTok for clout. And we have people getting their main source of information and news from TikTok. Which is kind of ironic because, as Daniel said, TikTok has made the news. Instead of Trump banning them, they banned Trump after his little Capitol shenanigans.
Man's got banned from every single platform known to man.
They ran him off of Spotify. Bro can't even listen to any podcasts.
I'm sorry. If they didn't ban him off of YouTube, he can listen to it there. Just, you know. Might have to reach out to him.
He's not banned on iHeartRadio.
He was probably going to be able to live stream, though. That's probably what it was. That's what they were thinking. Sure. They were like, he can make his own podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
What about Shopify, though? He got banned on Shopify.
He can't shop.
What was he going to do?
Yeah, let me just order the nuclear coils real quick to that crib. You know how it is, bro.
The big right. red button.
But for real though, how do y'all feel about TikTok's increasing influence on the coming generation and the generation on the whole populace, really?
It's quite interesting because personally, like when TikTok was like not really cool yet before the beginning of 2020, before end of 2019, beginning of 2020, when people really started getting into it. I was into it like probably like 2019 summer, yeah, summer 2019 up until the winter of 2019. Yeah, up until like December, end of December, and I enjoyed it for a time. It was just another way to distract myself, which turned out to be a bad thing at the end of the day, because it distracted me so much where I wasn't being very productive or anything like that. It's kind of clouded my perception of time. That's time, just hours on TikTok passed, and hours of my real life passed by as well. And I could have been doing more things other than scrolling.
I feel like TikTok, like most social media, has. There are a few benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, you could find your community there. You could, you know. The benefits of being social, really. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there are definitely a lot more downside.
I've had this conversation like with a lot of people saying I personally don't like TikTok because I think it has more cons than pros.
Like what is doing call to me you? A conspiracy nut. Right. But TikTok is a government ploy. All along. You know,
could be.
Let me tell you something. My IQ, 201. All right, great. I pass human beings. You know what I mean? Like this physical body, I don't even need it. I only use it to communicate with all my fellow people because we are truly one. All right, now listen to me. For me, TikTok, as you know, is gonna get banned. Why? Because the U.S. felt some kind of way about China data mining the users. So unless somebody in the U.S. bought it so the U.S. could data mine the users, they wasn't going to have that shit. You hear me? Now listen to this. Now listen. Check this out. TikTok was bought by Walmart. Who owned Walmart? Google for some reason? But they do. Why? Because everything is a monopoly. So guess who's data mining you right now? It's Google. Wake up, sheeple. You got to wake up. Listen, TikTok, the time is running out for you to find the truth. Everybody has to do what they have to do, and they have to play their part to get out of the loop, man. Saw TikToks do. They loop over again and over again and over again, all right? But listen, there's still time. It's not too late for you guys. Everybody still has a way out. I know the way.
And then he was lost in the void. It's just so detrimental to a lot of things. The music industry, if TikTok continues, will never be the same.
Yeah, that's true. I've definitely noticed that because people make songs so they can blow up on TikTok nowadays.
Yeah.
Instead of
they won't get credit or money.
Yeah, instead of making songs like that sound good all the way through, all they need is a good 15-second clip, a 15-second audio clip of that song to sound amazing. Put them on TikTok real quick, and they can just like repeat the same thing over and over again, and have a song that has millions of views just because of that one. Like, and then goes down to the comment section.
And it's funny because from what I've heard, like if you go to Charli D'Amelio's page, she'll like post TikToks every hour. But it'll always be the same exact song and the same exact dance. hour after hour after hour, just not even like different renditions or adding anything. They're just probably a different location.
Yeah, most TikTok dances are the same. It's just they comprise of like the same four or five moves.
More moves for real.
Yeah. But on the topic of credit and money, can we also talk about how people are trying to get Dogecoin popping right now? And it's literally like the worst pump and dump scheme ever.
Wait, what is it called?
A pump and dump scheme, Dogecoin.
What is
They're
that?
trying to get everybody to invest in this meme cryptocurrency that's like Bitcoin, but it's Dogecoin. And
Dogecoin.
they're trying to get everybody to say, like, hey, if you buy 10,000 shares of this right now, when it gets to $1, you'll have like $1,000 or something like that, right? So they're trying to get everybody to buy it right now so that the price can go up. But the reason why I call it a pump and dump scheme is because this happens a lot. People will tell you, like, hey, invest in this, just believe me, like, just buy it right now, it's really low. And then when they have their massive supply of like the shares, before it could even hit the number it's supposed to hit, they're just gonna cash out really quickly, and they're gonna make a bunch of money, and then the people are still gonna be left with like less than what they started with.
It's a case, what's his name? Jordan Belfort, the Wolf of Wall Street. The whole penny stock schemes and stuff.
The good old pump and dumpers. You pump a lot of money into them, you get a lot of shares, and then you get rid of it as quick as possible before anybody else knows what's going on.
That's interesting. Then that's and that, is that through that's through TikTok? That's like advertising through TikTok.
Yeah, they're trying to get all the TikTokers to put in their shares so that TikTok as a whole can grow rich together.
I don't know about that. That just sound that entire like that entire ploy just sounds horrible.
It is. It's a scheme.
Yeah.
And kids and adults alike are falling for it, and popular influencers are promoting it
Oh,
either as a joke or seriously. And people are just doing it and losing money. Sad. It also makes me sad that Flash is dead, but that's not what
weird.
we're talking about today.
Like, Flash was pretty cool, but I haven't used it in a few years. Well, I'll say like probably like a year. I haven't used like played like any Flash games. I'm just.
Speaking of things that go by in a flash, all the people who get popular off of TikTok also kind of started to dwindle, especially after that scare with TikTok getting shut down. They're kind of doing a second invasion on YouTube, but not really as extreme. It's kind of getting there. Or at least it was getting there last year, but it kind of stopped.
No, I think.
But them uploading videos isn't really relevant to a lot of people.
See, I think, like, I think it's just a way to become a content creator, to be honest. Cause like they build their audience on TikTok, and they know that, so it's easy for them. And they go to other platforms like YouTube or Twitch, which could that can provide more profit. Is an easier way to make your content profitable. And just like it's more of a slow burn thing than a quick and fast like TikTok. But I think
I've heard some people say it's hard to do that, though.
for the switch,
Well, I guess it depends on the content.
or to like switch from TikTok to YouTube. Yeah, I can see that, because we've seen like a few years ago when Vine shut down, and like everyone tried to move from Vine to YouTube, and a lot of people just fell off because it didn't work out.
True.
But I think we've gotten to an age, especially in our generation, where the most where most of the people aren't popular on TikTok. We're kind of like we naturally have these personalities. Some people at least naturally have these personalities where they're natural performers. They can switch from any platform, and they just bring them it brings them themselves out of them, and then just kind of provide the best content that they can. But, you know, and people, because you usually it's not even like about the content really, because like there's millions of people watching somebody dance and they get paid off for it. Like, and
literally,
like moving to YouTube, all they gotta do is to like, this is my daily vlog, this is the TikTok dance that I'm learning right now, this is the this TikTok dance doing like, this is the iced coffee that I drink every morning. It was like, whoa, okay, cool. So we actually get to know more about this TikToker that I idolize.
I think the funniest thing I've heard was like these kids trying to go to Dunkin' Donuts to get the D'Amelio coffee, and it's literally just like fucking black coffee. So it's almost like they get it, and then they drink it, and it's just like, uh-oh, okay. This pungent bitterness just...
Yeah, but black, I yes. like black coffee. Black puff kind of hit different. You have, it's an acquired taste.
I have some great. I think I have some Supreme Black Coffee for you. If you may want it.
I would like it. I haven't been able to make my own coffee lately because we ran out of coffee filters.
That's very sad.
Mucho.
To be honest.
What was I about to say? But yeah. I guess that's what is that emoji? What the heck?
Why are you looking at emojis right now, bro?
Because someone just asked me, like, do you want me to show you my favorite emoji? I was like, sure. It's like the heart emoji, but it's like the actually like medically accurate one. You know that one?
Oh.
Vesticles.
Yeah. But that's one like pro of TikTok is that sometimes some people can build their audience really quickly and like kind of build a platform and become the content creator and live off of the internet and stuff like that. Like everyone wants to be one day. But the content
are.
I remember when. During the height of the new generation of Black Lives Matter protests, back in June and July of 2020, a lot of people, like when they posted the Black Lives Matter content on TikTok, like a lot of people didn't realize. Well, I guess they realized this before, but this is like when they kind of everybody realized that TikTok's pushed a certain type of content, a certain type of creators, which is white creators and stuff not dealing with Black Lives Matter. Like, they didn't really promote it as much as, like, Charli D'Amelio dancing or anyone else doing something else. So, is that a fault on, like, the actual, like, CEOs and executives of TikTok to make that choice? Or is that just, like, coincidence?
Yeah, CEO racist.
Cause you gotta remember, it's a Chinese company.
CEO equal racism.
I mean, in traditional Chinese culture, they do appreciate the lighter.
The paler variety of skin, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what their makeup focuses on and everything.
Very true. I mean, I'm not gonna say because I don't know why. I just know that it is. That is how it is. So, but I mean, everything, as soon as something hits TikTok, it becomes a trend, no matter like what the topic is. Like Black Lives Matter, it's a serious topic, but it became a trend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We were kind of talking about it, actually. Because it kind of became the thing where it was like being overly nice to black people. Because they're black.
Yeah, it's not like... We're not asking for... Well... I'm not asking. I don't think any of us... We aren't asking for...
Not here at the last podcast, at least.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't know what you're going to say. Maybe finish your statement first.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to say. I'm not asking for you know.
That.
$5 off at the club for all black people. Black Lives Matter. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's cool, though. I mean, you know, like, you don't gotta stop that, but, like,
but like, that's not what we're shooting for right now. You understand what I'm saying? We're shooting for equality.
Right.
Just want to be treated like a normal person. That's it.
And giving me a discount because I'm black doesn't necessarily make me feel normal.
Yeah.
At all.
So, what's the moral of the story? Upcharge the fuck out of me.
Craziest things, though. Once it becomes a trend, that means it's going to
lose its meaning.
Disappear very fast.
Yeah.
That too.
And yeah, because trends, all trends disappear.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember Visco Girls.
Yeah. I think that was honestly, that was probably the longest running trend on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy how fast things die.
No, because like that.
Look at it now.
Because like it still gets referenced. Well, I've stopped hearing references to it probably about like three months ago, maybe. But yeah, probably during the end of summer. But I think that's definitely like the longest running trend on TikTok. So it lasted a couple of years. The whole True. Visco Girl, what's that thing called? The Hydro Flask? Yeah.
Hydro Flask.
Save the turtles.
Save the turtles. Oh my god, you didn't bring a Hydro Flask with you?
I can't even do the laugh. I won't try. I will embarrass myself. I won't do it. Like, I refuse.
Somebody got a whole lisp. Doing that Visco Girl.
For real. You don't even be meaning to do it for real. You don't have your biodegradable headband, okay? I have an extra one in my locker.
Biodegradable headband.
For real.
It melts into their forehead. but yeah, trends.
See the turtle.
Trends, that's another thing that's like, it could be a pro or a con. It could be a pro because, you know, trends make people popular, blah, blah, blah. Also a con because, like, as you said, trends die. I take that back. The longest running trend on TikTok is, like, the e-boy and e-girl thing.
That's just real life. That's just real life.
Yeah,
bro, that's not a trend.
Yeah, true. But also, like we were saying earlier about the music. Like the whole music thing, like the music industry is going to go to crap if people keep making music for TikTok instead of making music just to make music. It's like
think about it. If you could make songs that's similar to what Pop Smoke was making, you're going to blow up right now. That's what's in style.
Well, how'd that one song go? Whoopee.
Whoopty.
Woo.
Big drip. I finna load it. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. Good like bow. It.
Like, before that, Doja Cat. Doja Cat was ruling. It was pop music.
Yeah.
Pop, hip hop music. Doja Cat was ruling.
Now, do you think. Do you think that the exposure that TikTok gives people is good or bad? Like, the exposure to, like, just anything? Because people can post basically anything on an app.
Bro, people be crying about not being number one on TikTok.
What do you mean?
Like full-on ball and has a text at people because it hurts their pride so much that they're not number one. It's horrible. It sucks, bro. Honestly, I'm happy people can find their little community or whatever, but for what it's worth, it's not worth it at all. In my opinion.
I think the exposure that people have, like, on like all these different things, just like the different, like, the amount of diversity that's on TikTok. It exposes people to two different cultures and stuff like that. But at the same time, it's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing. Because I've seen it taken like both ways. Whereas like people actually get educated and stuff off of TikTok, which is great. But then there's people who just like. I'm trying to think of an example. That didn't sit right with me. Like the whole do-rag trend.
The do-rag trend?
Yeah, like, well, I won't even say it's a trend, but like when everyone wore a do-rag.
Wave check.
Like wave check. Well, I guess, yeah, I guess
that was always a thing, but it like that was always definitely a thing. Blew up more because of TikTok. See, I don't blame TikTok or like the app itself. To some extent, I do because they allow a lot of things on the app. Mm-hmm. But
it would be kind of hard to blame them. The people.
No, I definitely. Yeah. Some,
now they can't filter everything.
I mean, yeah, they can't filter everything, but like TikTok, they made the algorithm. They choose to show what's on people's For You pages and stuff like that. They literally control all of that. They can control what's going to get more popularity, what's going to get less popularity, which is that doesn't sit right with me because like they show all these popular ones that did bad things. And like it's not even good content. Instead, like the stuff is actually good content and stuff like that. Because that's another thing I want to bring up is like, since TikTok started, the like big creators like the you know, like the Hype House and like all like the popular some like a lot of the popular creators have been like, what's it called?
Spawning.
Not even spawning, but like they've been convicted spawning. Like convicted of crimes, mostly sexual harassment and. Sexual misdemeanor and stuff like that with minors.
Hey, real quick, how that one song? Definitely, yeah. How that one song go? They do anything for clout. They do anything for clout. Do anything for clout.
Well, I don't think they're having sex with minors for clout. I think that's just kind of what they were into.
They were doing it for clout. They saw Jake Pottenhouse get raided by the FBI, and they heard his manager got in trouble for being a little sketch, and it was like, ooh, I want in on that.
They said, some men are your lung wound, some men are your. She was like, what are you? I'm a man of love all women. Yo, yo, R. Kelly is a character, bro.
He's more than a character, he's a predator.
Just say like a bunch of people, bunch of the guys back on TikTok. Cause the thing is like there's people who try to use their power that they have to get what they want. Cause remember, like it's a case of the Call Me Carson.
I'm famous. Send me your titties.
Basically. Or like they
put your pussy lips on live. I get that now.
Cause it's not even like the guys. Well, it is the guys' problem. That's their fault for doing stuff with a minor. That's not cool. Like 19, 20 year olds.
Beyond not cool.
Yeah, it's beyond not cool. Like 19,
fucking criminal.
19, 20 year olds trying to hook up with a like 15, 16, 17 year old. That's only a 3 year difference. Like yeah, but you're 19. She's 16. That's not
how that works.
That's not how that works at all. Yeah, a lot of people got caught. A lot of people got convicted. I'm not sure if people went to jail or stuff like that. But back to the exposure. TikTok. One of the main reasons I don't like TikTok is because it hypersexualizes children. And it brings exposes that to a lot of people. I would not be surprised. No, there's 100% a bunch of child predators and pedophiles on TikTok looking for that. There's because I sometimes look at the keep up with some trends just because like Instagram people repost TikToks and stuff like that, and there's literally trends just to just for like girls and stuff to show off their butts.
Very true.
Bust it.
Yeah, exactly. Let me see if I can. I'm gonna play that audio and play another audio, and people be like, "Oh yeah, is that really?" Like yeah, of course that's.
Waist, cute face.
Yeah, that one.
Big bang.
That one. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And it's just like what? Like I'm highly confused. Like what was the point? What was the point of any of this?
To show that they thick, man. That they got a big bang.
I mean, I think it's just an attention grab to be able to get views, to get validation.
Yeah. TikTok's also very toxic, man. No matter where you go.
Yeah,
definitely. There's always the opposition to follow.
I'm all for body positivity and like you can do what you want with your body, but at the same time, that's.
But at the same time, what, bro?
At the same time, I don't think that's a very, just like a very like, not very kosher, you know.
You know, that's the only thing you gotta post, like.
Yeah, like, and another thing, like it, like. The big like OnlyFans thing. I don't think it's safe for freshly turned 18-year-olds to turn directly to OnlyFans as a source of income.
I heavily disagree with that practice completely, actually.
Because of course you can do what you want with your body, of course, and like. Whatever.
But it's kind of like, but damn, did you even try?
Yeah, exactly. Is this really what you wanted to do? Like people joke, like, I want to be a, like, you know what? If things don't work, I'm going to be a stripper. Like, you literally did that without even trying to see if things did work out. Like, you literally just became a stripper.
Sold out.
Literally just became a stripper right outside of high school. It's, even in high school, if you turn 18 inside of high school, and it's like. You realize that your dreams of becoming like a lawyer and a doctor are kind of tarnished now. That's just because of how the world is. Because sex work is still not normalized.
But just wait till Twitter get to it. They'll get to it. It'll be normalized.
I'll give it like 5-10 years.
For real.
Five, 10 years.
It's gonna be like you don't have an OnlyFans.
Exactly. Cause I can see.
And that's not the kind of world I want to live in, bro. I want to be. I want a daughter, man.
That's what I'm saying. Cause I'm scared to be like, man, yeah, I don't want a daughter. Like, why don't you want a daughter? You don't like woman or something? Like, no, I just don't want her to be doing this stuff. Cause I don't want her to be one preyed on by people. I don't want to like. Like, there's nothing wrong with sex workers, but at the same time, that's kind of uncomfortable to know that someone, like, your daughter's body is all out on the internet for anyone to see.
It's pretty much kind of the only reason why her legs are even on in the first place.
And it's the same thing. It'll be the same thing with a son, too. I'm not saying it's just for daughters. Yeah. But the most popular creators on TikTok are women. You can't deny that.
It's not like half of it isn't even because she's doing it. It's just I really don't trust the guys. Like at all.
Like there's so many like creeps and stalkers and stuff like that can easily get IP addresses and stuff like that. It's like, do you really want to deal with that just because you want to make some quick money off of you selling your body?
Interesting. You
get too popular and it's gonna get leaked.
Bro, they all
and now they're not even paying for it.
Not even get to pop in. There are people who just go in and leak it just for the sake of doing it. I'm sure there are people out there in the world who are making more money off of people leaking not it? Trying to yo, you're leaking it.
No, yeah, all you gotta do is
why spend $10 when you can spend $2?
Yeah, exactly. Like
make it for real.
All you gotta do is buy that monthly $10 subscription. Charge people $2. You get five people to do it. Five people to pay for it, and you already paid off for the month. You got even. And because of this generation's porn addiction, you're going to get much more than five people to say, I won't want that. That's another thing. TikTok is making... TikTok is exposing a lot of people. Because, like, that's like a... It's a really interesting topic. Like, the whole sexuality thing. Because, like sex is normal. But it's been taboo for a long time. Way too long. But it's a normal thing. I can definitely see that. But at the same time, it's like... It is... I don't know.
It's meant to be very intimate.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Yeah. Because the intimacy
doesn't... Yeah, that's what it kind of is. Sex is normalized. And I think that kind of is a bit of the problem. Mm. Sex used to be this thing where it's like you do it with someone who you really love. And... It's a bit of intimacy to show, like, connection and trust and et cetera. And that was just kind of this thing where it's just like, yeah, bro, I do it because I just want bodies. I want a number count behind me. And I want to be able to say I did this, and I want to be able to say I did that.
I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. Because I'm down for it being normalized because humans are sexual creatures. That's just what it is. But at the same time, your body and the chemicals in your brain are made to work a certain way. And if something gives you like a dopamine overdrive and it becomes addictive, that's when you're just like, maybe this isn't the best thing. Maybe it should just go kind of back off a little bit, because that's not how things were supposed to be.
Too readily available.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you just had to sneak them tapes of the magazines.
And it's even crazier because, honestly, the way things are, most of TikTok is just kind of like that anyway. That's what gets you clicks.
Yeah.
You don't see anybody anymore without their tongue being stuck out.
Oh, it's so disturbing. Ah.
The guys, the girls, everybody, everywhere. You want them clicks, you want them likes, that Take tongue better be visible.
Take off your shirt. Wear some shorts.
Need to be able to know what to eat for breakfast this morning.
Because, like, it's not even everybody. It's just the people who get the most views and stuff. Yeah, that's just what it is. You get more views if you dance in a bikini than if you dance in a baggy t-shirt. I remember I saw this video of this guy saying why he hated TikTok, and he said like he was at the park and he saw a girl was dressed in like a sweatsuit, and when they got to the park, it was like super cold outside. When they got to the park, they unzipped their jacket, took off their sweatpants, and it's just like booty shorts and like a crop top, and they set their phone up, recorded the TikTok real quick, put their sweatsuit back on, and walked out of the park. And they weren't like 18-year-olds. They were like, I forgot the age that you said, but they were like young, like 14, 15-year-olds doing that. Like, and if that's not disturbing to some people, and you think it's like, well, they should be able to express themselves. They should be able to, you know, there's literal child predators on the website that can. They can get your if you record enough videos in the same area over and over again, they can get your location easily. They can, like, okay, that's that lamppost right there. If they come here again, I can just snatch them up real quick. Sex trafficking, right. Easy.
I'm pretty sure. Did it literally for the sake of posting a video and it took it right back off. That's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Like they expose themselves, showing as much skin as possible as they could for being 15, 14-year-old girls, and zipped it back up because they knew that their parents wouldn't approve of them going outside looking like that.
Yeah, you guys need to be more like us, alright? I'm out here on powerline.io getting our name out there. I'm like number Beautiful. I'm number like three. I'm getting our name out there, guys.
Amazing.
Doing
Amazing.
it.
Bro, I'm still on that though. Imagine flipping OnlyFans videos, bro.
It's a business. It's a business type. Business
what a
tactic.
business, bro.
Bro.
Yo, that is that's hilarious.
Bro, you can flip anything in the world. Everything has value.
Yes, sir.
That's very true. And the more you put your body out there, the less value it has.
Ooh.
That's the problem. The issue.
Mm-hmm. That's your hot take, I see.
Yeah, sex isn't that, just like I said, it's not as sacred as it was before. It's readily available. Y'all want to see it? Type in it.
Yeah.
Boom. You got it right there. On your TV, on your phone, on your iPad, laptop. Everything. It's just there.
It's more than a couple websites you could go for it, too.
Yeah. People are posting it. People, it's, you know. And cool, if that's the path y'all want to go down, sure.
I know,
but
I've seen
no way
some
to
stuff.
Regulate that.
I know, I've seen some stuff on that site, man. Stuff that'll make you question why people even do anything. Oh,
there's,
man.
Yeah, there's no way to regulate it at all. Like, you could put, are you 18?
Are you ready?
That ain't gonna work. Are you 18? Yeah, I'm 18. What you mean?
I've been 18.
Yeah, I'm 18.
I'm 18. I was born in 1942. What you talking about, bro?
For real, bro. Roll until you get the 19s, bro. Click one random one. They don't care. They don't care.
They ain't checking it. As far as they know, they data just say, yeah, it's a 57-year-old man out here just doing this, bro.
For real. Now your birthday. Now they gonna wish you your 200th birthday on May 1st. Like, that, there's no way to regulate online, okay? Without taking away y'all rights. Because I know y'all going to complain. Once it is regulated, y'all not going to like it. So, y'all got to take it upon yourself not to. And that's not.
I think.
Yeah.
I think yeah, I was done now. That's definitely my least favorite part of TikTok. Just how it sexualizes minors, it sexualizes people in general. And it's changing the minds of young people across the world. Introducing to things that they shouldn't be introduced to be honest. In my opinion, anyway. I'm just saying in my opinion because like I wasn't introduced to anything like this until I was like 13. And people are
oh, lucky you, dog.
You said lucky you.
Before you even left elementary school, I already knew what it was. I got in trouble once for saying the word dick. I can't even lie.
Dang.
It was in aftercare, too. That's what's crazy.
Aftercare. Imagine.
Oof.
Hey, you know, imagine, bro. That was where me and Brooks met for.
Aftercare was lit.
Aftercare was lit. Used to give us goldfish every Friday, yes sir.
Really, fun Fridays. That's slap.
Goldfish every Friday, bro. I had pizza.
That was where I met Terrell and Brooks. Matter of fact, come on, Jen. That was where I met my friends.
Wait, what was it?
I said that was where I met you and Terrell. Actually, matter of fact, it wasn't even just you. And wherever my nigga Brandon is, but anyway, yeah, TikTok be crazy. The pros, they definitely don't outweigh the cons. Whole scandals. People are literally making fortunes off of literally anything, which I guess goes to show that the hustle never really stops. Ever. Yeah. We got people flipping OnlyFans. We got people flipping rumors.
Mm.
I still wish to know how they made 15K off of that.
Yeah,
that's what she flipped, bro. She flipped the rumor, bro. Like, come on.
That's what she
said. Well, how you make 15K off of something that you have no proof over?
Like, yo, y'all heard?
What?
Y'all heard? They say that J. Cole and Kendrick album is dropping next week, bro.
Why? Oh,
Yeah, bro. I think I heard that one. Word.
Yo, yeah, I think I heard that shit too, bro. Did you hear about it?
I did not.
Trust me, bro. It's gonna happen.
I'm not. I don't get a lot of information about the hip hop industry.
T, tell them the source.
I did. I just told them to trust me. It's gonna happen. Trust me, bro. Trust me. I wouldn't lie to you.
Word. And did y'all also hear y'all know Trump say he gonna take care of Iggy Azalea's son?
What? What?
Girl.
What?
Y'all didn't hear that one, bro. He said he was gonna leave Melania for Iggy.
What? Wow.
Yeah, bro, I heard about that, man. He said he was chasing the snow bunnies all along. He was waiting before
Bro.
he could deport his chick. And the cast, bro. And the
You want to know something interesting?
cast.
What's up?
What?
Actually, hold up. Wait. Let me get the final results. Let me see this. Okay, I posted a
Have a
poll on
phone,
my I
Pete.
posted a poll on my Instagram. Like, what do you feel about TikTok? Nine people. Well, it's a 2-to-1 ratio of people to the larger population is people who like TikTok. Let's see. I think this is mostly. No, it's actually remixed. Never mind. Actually, no, never mind. Actually, hold up. One, two, three. Yeah, most people who said they like it are female, and most people say that is not really their thing are male. I just thought that was interesting to
My
bring
bad.
up.
They ain't trying to see that body, yada 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 yada. They capping.
See, like.
Boy, they capping. I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet.
It's
Beyonce
a,
didn't need to hop on
it's
that train.
honestly, isn't it's the addiction that take that took that took over the world, TikTok. It's I don't know how else to explain it except for an addiction. It's already been called like the most like addictive app ever. Like you literally get dopamine by swiping. That's kind of scary.
Yeah. I would
So I get
agree.
high by walking next time.
Oh my God.
Literally and you get benefited from not even doing anything. Don't even gotta go anywhere.
Yeah, swipe
Just
left. You know, I
happens.
also think it's also very like it's very I don't know what to call it. Like when it favors attractive people, quote unquote attractive people. People who are attractive to societal norms.
You call that societal norms.
Societal norms, but I mean it just favors those people because like there's most
Oh, I just killed Chomp, guys. I think I'm gonna
What
think I'm
happened?
in trouble.
Oh,
So I just killed Chomp.
damn. And what's the name? What's the name of the game?
Io game.
Power line Io.
Power line IO.
Oh, that's the
That line
not the
game.
snake one. It's kind of like the snake one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number one person right now is LOL Biden Goods. I'm trying to get our name back out there. Don't worry about it, guys. Just keep going, bro. I'm listening.
Yeah, because like 90% of TikTok is people. Honestly, I won't say 90. Yeah, a good 90% of TikTok is people looking for other attractive people so that they can compare themselves to, and like just like gawk over.
Yes.
To be
How
honest,
else will the TikTok fan fictions be made?
I kind of don't agree with that. Because, yes, while the most popular ones are the, societal norms, I feel like a lot of what's trending right now is, like was mentioned earlier, the body positivity. Like, a lot of people are coming out of the woodwork, like, to join basically in the trend, show off the
Is it
body.
body positivity or is it something else? That's the question.
I mean, probably started off as that, and it's definitely going into something else, and like everything, there's definitely some toxicity with it.
Everything just escalates a little fast.
Yeah.
It's the
Honestly,
coming
it's
way of the world.
because the only reason I said that were it kind of favors the the society, what society calls beautiful people, is because that's all you really see when you go on TikTok. People you clearly do nothing, just look mildly attractive, get thousands of views. I never seen so many girls be horny on main on other than on TikTok.
That's a fact, bro.
Yeah, bro. It sounds like I'm doing myself a favor by just avoiding it.
Yeah.
Most to be honest, bro, I see. It's just Instagram. You find it on Instagram. Everything just gets reposted on Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah. Most of the content on Instagram comes from TikTok.
That's why I only try to follow meme accounts, bro.
On Instagram, I just like look at my friends' stuff, text my friends. I might scroll a little bit, find some funny things. There's some funny memes on there. Other than that, I'm just watching like YouTube and Twitch. And probably get some Twitter if like there was some drama going on, get some more information. You know.
Big facts. But speaking of, Belle Delphine is something, but. That's a cast for a con artist.
Yeah, she's a con.
That's a.
She went from rags to riches.
She's not a con artist. You know what? No, yeah, that's it. I have is nothing not? To say about TikTok.
Yeah, that's just another, not just another not example on her, I'm just of the sexualization of TikTok. Cause she got popular off like that. What's it called? I got her face, weeb, kawaii type stuff. Then she moved on to like actual. She moved on to it's more explicit content until it just became pornography. I was like, whoa.
She's just like one big jailbait.
Yeah.
To be honest. From her makeup to the things she does, she's just one big jailbait. And it's crazy because she's legal.
Alright.
Yeah.
It's weird. TikTok is a weird
place. Weird, ain't it? Weird, isn't it?
Weird. Really weird that one of the most popular... You know, I ain't gonna say... You know, yeah, we just go. One of the most popular ones. They don't... Even if they are legal, they don't look legal.
Yeah.
Which is the scary part.
Yeah. And another thing that I've noticed is like this would be my last point. It's I'm not saying it's a bad thing because the Asian people do need a lot more representation than they have right now. And then, but TikTok has definitely made the Asian culture and Asian people be seen as like the most attractive people in the world. Exactly. K-pop was just huge on TikTok. There's K-pop. There's
everywhere, dog. I don't know what to tell you, man. You can't escape the K-pop anywhere you go. Twitter.
It's not even K-pop. But they were doing like the jungle poses. Apparently it's like the new trend called Asian baby girl, and just people doing their makeup to look more Asian. People like there's nothing wrong with being Asian, but I think it's the same thing with like black people and fetishizing Asians and black people, and that's a huge thing that I don't agree with. But yeah, that's my last point on TikTok and why I don't like it.
Don't not like it, but just don't like people.
Just don't like people. Yeah. I don't think anyone else has anything else to say.
No, I sure don't. TikTok just kind of sucks.
Yeah, TikTok.
But right now, I mean, it does.
Yeah. Oh, crap. That almost broke. but at the end of the day, TikTok, it can be used for good, it can be used for bad. All three of us see it mostly used as bad just because of how things are. But if you disagree, you can type it in the comments under our video on the YouTube channel. We post every Saturday afternoon. You can check us out pretty much anywhere. And yeah, this was the last podcast about how the pros and cons of TikTok. There are more cons than pros, as we figured out. And yeah, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Do you not appreciate you said?
No, I don't.
Why don't you appreciate them listening?
I hate to see it.
I just don't appreciate it. I don't know. I guess I'm just too cool.
Alright. Well, you guys can respond to that in the comment section of the YouTube video. But this is gonna be the second post of the year, which is pretty good. We're on a roll. We're getting our schedule together. We got some more plans in the future. And yeah. Thanks for listening to this podcast.
Better.
Yeah.